a financial and investment lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Lord Mensah, says the decision to tax pensions and allowances under the new Income Tax Act 896 should not be a surprise to Ghanaians. He said government has no choice than to mobilize revenue from all sources to clear its deficit. He indicated that although there is nothing wrong with taxation, the ways and means it is done is the source of worry.
If you go to the advanced world, for them, it's everything lumped together that is being taxed. Then here in Ghana, it used to be a system where some of the money that has to avoid intentionally shifted to allowances so that it will not be taxed. But in the end, normally it's everything that the person earns that is taxed. But let's not talk about it so much the sense of whether it's an allowance that's supposed to be taxed or is the earnings that's supposed to be taxed. But for me, it's a situation that has brought us to this condition where every corner or every pinhole that we think we can generate revenue, we want to tap into it. Now we need to ask ourselves, where do we come from and how did we get to this place where allowances that people have been enjoying, looking at the standard of living as we speak now, being terrible, and then prices of assets and commodities going up every now and then. Now the little that the people are having to chase that high prices of assets and commodities, you're going to tax them. How did we get here? We need to ask ourselves, how did we get here? Now it all boils down to the excessive borrowing, unnecessary borrowing that we've done before in our history. And those borrowings has put up in a situation where we cannot borrow anymore to engage in projects that are of commercial oriented. And then also paying back the principal and the interest on this money that we've borrowed some time ago. So it is difficult because we did not put the money into good use. We did not put the money into projects that can be self-financed and in the end pay this debt back and then also pay the interest on it. So it has to fall back to the owners. Now, these monies were borrowed on behalf of Ghanaians. So the only way Ghanaians can pay this back is to squeeze them, push them for taxes. That is why you realize that for the past 3 years, several taxes has been introduced. Petroleum levy, blah, blah, blah levy, all those things are coming in. So we came from somewhere. And for me, I'm not surprised when it comes to these taxes that are coming in because the government is hands tied. Now, there's nothing wrong with tax. You can only tax when you realize that you have a situation where you can use the money for a purpose that is supposed to be. But in the end, we keep on thinking about taxing as the only solution. And for me, we came from somewhere. We need to ask ourselves, where do we come from? Taxing is not bad, but then we tax to grow. That is what we need to know.
You made reference to the developed world where pensions and allowances are taxed. Comparing developed worlds to ours, how much is a pension for it to be taxed? Is it a fair thing to do?
For me, it's not fair because already the question we need to ask ourselves is, what is inflation? What can you buy with your pension? What can you buy with allowances you are receiving? What can you buy with your salary in total? That's what we need to ask. And being what? Reduced. If you are buying 10 balls of kenke with your salary and this tax that has been introduced on your allowance, you can no more buy the 10. You can buy 8. So the question is, can you feed your family, which is made up of 10 people, where each and everyone has to take, what do you call it, one ball of kenke? So it's going to force people to cut down their consumption. So in a way, to squeeze the people and then the style of living will still continue to be difficult. So pensions is going to be difficult at this time that these taxes are going to be introduced. And then also, the existing workers who are working, their salaries cannot be able to purchase what they used to consume. So in a way, you are forcing the people to cut down some of the things that they were enjoying.
Is that the only means that we can resort to in mobilizing funds?
Yes, that's the only means. The condition we find ourselves now, because if you do the cost-benefit analysis on if we should borrow from the both internally and then externally, and then other way, turning around to allow the people to pay whatever in a form of taxes, I think that is the best way they are going about it. And we should have expected this when our debt level was rising.
Dr. Mensah reiterated the need for the Ghana Revenue Authority to widen the tax net to cover the informal sector. He called for the networking of institutions to ensure that the large informal sector activities are tracked.
We live in a country where we have several institutions, but then the institutions are completely not linked. The institutions are dissociated. We're looking at a situation we have registry department where businesses have to register. How are they linked with other entities that need this information? How are they linked with the GRA? Do they share information? How efficient is that? Is there any asymmetry in information? Is the information symmetric? Very, very key. So we need to link up our institutions, and then that will help. Because at the end of the day, if a business is registered and the information gets stuck with the registry department, and then the GRA does not know the number of businesses that have been registered in a year, and then they keep on sending their people on the street without any location or tracking, I think it's going to be difficult exhausting these people. Let's talk about the informal sector. There are several ways to capture them. Now, the best way you can capture them is through the banking. Now, these guys generate money. They put it in the bank. Okay, the government can liaise with the bank, and then in the end, their taxes will be deducted from whatever they generate and they put in the bank. So I think there are so many avenues that we can tap into to get the informal sector into the tax net.
But is our tax regime in the country the best?
Yes, I mean, if you look at the structures across the world, I think we are one of the high tax countries as Europe, and we're looking at 20.86 or so. I think it's on the higher side, and for me, we need to do something about it.